Good morning. This is Sunday Ozarks at Large for Sunday, February. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me, Chaim Goodman-Strauss.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Chaim. He's a math professor at the University of Arkansas. Left us last week with three deities who, I have to admit, I got confused.
Okay, well, one was the god of truth.
Right.
It always told the truth.
Right.
One was the god of diplomacy, which, you know, couldn't quite tell what, sometimes true, sometimes false. And the third was the god of falsehood, always lied. And the puzzle was to figure out which was which, knowing they were all in a row. The one on the left was asked, which god is standing next to you? Which god is in the middle? And the god on the left answered, the god of truth. The one in the middle was asked, who are you? And answered, the god of diplomacy. And the one on the right was asked, who stands next to you? So who was the one in the middle? And answered, the god of falsehood. So the whole key here is just saying, who is not the god of truth?
Because?
So the one on the left can't be the god of truth, because if he were the god of, it were the god of truth, it would have answered.
I'm the god of truth.
It would not, well, it wouldn't have answered that the one in the middle was the god of truth.
Right.
Right. And the one in the middle can't be the god of truth, because it was asked directly who it was, and it said the god of diplomacy. So that tells us immediately that the third one had to be the god of god of truth, and mm-hmm. that pins everything down immediately. So the one in the middle, the third one was telling the truth, so the one in the middle was falsehood, and the other one was diplomacy.
There you go.
It works out. So that's handy trick next time you're faced with a situation.
You never know when that'll come up. We were kind of the gods of falsehood last week, were we not?
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that. We announced the art and mathematics show, and it opened. They changed the time to Thursday at the last minute. So, but it's still up, and I encourage everybody to come out and see. Just
so those of you who went Monday for the opening, we apologize.
I'm sorry.
All right, but if they went Monday, they probably found out it was going to be Thursday.
I hope so.
You have another puzzle for us?
I sure do, Kyle. Okay, so a census taker knocks on a door and asks the woman inside how many children she has and how old they are.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
which is what a census taker is supposed to do.
That, presumably.
Yeah.
So, but being sort of a wary, paranoid, anti-government typer, who knows what, she won't answer directly. She says, I have three children, and the product of their ages is 36.
The product of their ages.
Right. So if you multiply their ages together, you get 36. So, for example, they could be 1, 6, and 6.
Because 1 times 6 is 6, and 6 times 6 is 36.
Right.
So not the sum, but the product.
Right. But that doesn't, as the census taker points out, that's not very helpful, because there might be still several possibilities still. So the woman says, well, I'd tell you the sum of their ages, which you get if you add them together, but you'd still be stumped. Thanks a bunch, says the census taker. And then she adds, my oldest daughter Annie likes dogs. And that's all the information.
Oh, now come on.
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
Okay, the product is 36.
Right.
The
knowing the sum doesn't help.
And that the oldest daughter likes dogs?
Right.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Okay.
Very good. KUAF info at uark.edu. And give us an answer.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chaim.
Okay, see you later.